Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
And like we talked about, it's Heart Health Month here in February. That goes a little further than just eating your Cheerios, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. I know we often think in February hearts and Valentine's Day, but it's also a recognition of American Heart Health Month. President Lyndon Johnson first designated American Heart Month when he signed a national proclamation in 1964. And each year since then, the month of February is used to help raise awareness about heart disease, which is a leading cause of death for both men and women in the United States. Heart disease and the conditions that lead to it don't just happen to older adults. Current trends are actually showing it's happening to adults at younger and younger ages. High rates of obesity and high blood pressure among individuals who are between 35 and 64, for example, are resulting in heart disease a little bit earlier in life. And research also shows that half of all Americans have at least one of the top three risk factors for heart disease. And one of those risk factors includes having high blood pressure, which we know can put a strain on your heart, your arteries, and kidneys. And many Americans do have high blood pressure, including millions who are in their 40s and 50s. And for many, that high blood pressure is not necessarily under control, which is one of the biggest risk factors for heart disease. So it can also lead to other potentially harmful conditions like stroke. Another risk factor that can increase an individual's risk for heart disease is high cholesterol. Cholesterol is that waxy substance that's found in the fats of your blood. And our body does need cholesterol in order to build and maintain our healthy cells. But the problem becomes when that cholesterol level becomes too high and can lead to some plaque and clogged arteries. And the final top risk factor for heart disease is smoking. And more than 37 million American adults in the United States are current smokers. And many young people start smoking each day, too. So smoking can cause damage to blood vessels and thus lead to heart disease. So other conditions or behaviors that can put you at risk for heart disease are obesity, diabetes, physical inactivity, and unhealthy eating patterns. The Centers for Disease Control does offer four different ways to kind of take control of your heart health that I was going to share this morning. The first, and they all align with those risk factors as well. So the first is to avoid smoking or using tobacco products. Smoking is a leading cause of preventable death in the United States. So if you do smoke and are looking to quit, you can always reach out to the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And you can also visit their website at kansasquit.org for more information and resources. A second way to manage conditions is to like high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So make sure that you're working with your healthcare team to have your blood pressure and cholesterol checked on a routine basis and take any medications that you may be prescribed. The third is to make sure to eat a heart-healthy diet, which is one of our best weapons for fighting against cardiovascular disease. So making sure to eat more fruits and vegetables, some variety of colors, eating those low-fat dairy products, whole grains, lean proteins, and also to avoid those foods that have lots of added sugar or high in salt and saturated fat. And finally, remember to stay active. It's recommended for adults to get at least 150 minutes of physical activity each week, which is about 30 minutes of being physically active 5 days a week. So being active is also very important. So while caring for our heart health is really important throughout the year, the month of February is a great time to serve as a reminder and service awareness of some of those important steps to take that we can take to care for our heart to prevent heart disease and stroke. So if you're looking for additional resources, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Frontier District Garnet office at 785-448-6826 or visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Very important to protect that heartbeat for sure. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Union Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.